The Conservative Given, originally published on the 25th of January, 2023, for the Anti-Politics Substack. This reading will be a little different in that I will be doing this quick reading and expanding on a few of the points that were brought up here with more recent developments. To add to the debate currently going on the subject of masculinity, Fox trads, and child rearing, it cannot go unmentioned, conservatively minded workaday man who provides for his kids in the hopes of a bride's dawn is an integral part of our current regime and how it functioned. Contrary to popular sentiment, the regime still requires competency and a class of workers to keep the civilizational wheels turning. Engineers, builders, plumbers, high-level managers, and much more. Jobs, of course, which demand some level of ideological compliance. Not with wokeism, per se, but with the general post-civil rights pluralist values. The majority of these jobs will always be taken up by men, and furthermore, men of a Western mindset, because nowhere else can such competency be found. Much of the Con Inc. framework revolves around venerating these figures of competency, and furthermore, declaring competent men who rear children as tearing the regime apart. This is frankly false and a fantasy we would behoove ourselves to step over. See academic agents' engagement with Foxtrads on Twitter for numerous examples of this. In our age, it is almost impossible to raise your own children, and this is of course by design. In the same way that the Con Inc. Uberman who works 60 hours a week, pays for a mortgage, keeps up with car payments, and saves a small fortune to send his children to a prestigious, see, subverted, educational institution. He is held up as the ideal. He also keeps the regime functioning in a way that bio-Leninist patronage and loyalty cannot. This is the conservative given, that our regime takes for granted and could not operate without. This is why a conservative ecology must be allowed to exist in a denigrated and corporate form, caged and fed. That is the end of the article proper, but something else I wanted to bring up in relation to this is the idea that there is no totally incompetent regime. To hold power, a regime must have a basic level of competence. Maintaining that basic level of competence requires a containment space for conservatives to serve the regime. We already went over these facts somewhat in our skills collapse stream and the related Substack piece, but most industries that keep people warm, safe, fed, and healthy are made up of right-wing people almost exclusively. They are biased very heavily right, as you can see on screen here from the Mike article that unfortunately references another article that has been since deleted. But the facts hold true. Mining, agriculture, and the reverse is the entertainment industry and the newspapers being weighted very heavily liberal. But that is the way that things are meant to be. The conservative reservation keeps the functional people in line, and the liberal reservation keeps a lot of the artistic people in line. And that is how what we broadly call the Uniparty functions. There was also a very good piece put out by Morgoth on Morgoth Review that interlocks with these ideas quite heavily, called Western Perestroika is Trump the West's Gorbachev. Reformations can be more deadly than revolutions. In it, he posits the idea, similar to the way that we do, that the regime needs conservatives. It needs conservatives to survive. It needs conservative, hard-working men especially to survive. And those are the people who buy into the propaganda the least. And as a survival mechanism, it may allow Trump not only to win, but to somewhat thrive as a way to reach out to those people, to take the boot somewhat more off the neck. And in doing so, they could, as the Soviet Union did, through the process of glasnost, create the conditions effectively for their own demise. Because you can't turn things into reverse and not have unforeseen consequences, as the Soviet Union did. I think it's a very interesting piece, and you would do well to check it out. It's also a good way to talk about the collapsed and hollowed out current elite, that they are looking in desperation of who to turn to, and they are looking at their caged and fed conservative reservation. But it is a point that I do want to hammer home, that there is a functional reason that Conservatives cannot be fully dispensed with. They cannot simply do away with all the Conservatives. There must always be a Conservative captured regime corner, because they need people who keep the lights on, and they need people with the technical ability that managerialism generally does not come with. Proper technical ability rather than just technocratic thinking. Is also quite a good illustration of the impossible situation we talked about last week during our recruitment crisis stream. They are running out of competent people, but integrating competent people into the military and into the wider regime, as we see here, is difficult. It would necessitate a project almost like Glasnost. But for them, it is a decision between immediate collapse or possible gradual decline as they are overtaken by a more competent group of more traditionally minded people. Either way, I do not believe, on a long enough timeline, that this regime survives what has become known as the competence crisis, or what we call the skills collapse. Anyway, this has been a slightly shorter one. Thank you for listening, and have a good evening. Talk to you again.